This is 89.1 WEMU, and some changes are coming in Washtenaw County government. Following the November elections, we know there will be some new faces in different offices within the governmental structure. Among them, there will be a new Water Resources Commissioner. Democrat Gretchen Driscoll won the election and will begin serving her first term in January. I'm David Fair, and this Issues of the Environment segment on WEMU is a follow-up to that. Driscoll is going to replace outgoing Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. He decided against running for re-election in this cycle after serving 3 terms and 12 years in the position. We spoke with Driscoll the morning after the election, and that conversation is available to you at WEMU.org. Today, we wanted to talk with Evan Pratt about his time in offices and the challenges that lay ahead for his successor. Evan, thank you so much for the time today.
Yeah, it's great to be here, David.
What one word would you use to characterize the last 12 years spent as Water Resources Commissioner?
I think interesting would be a great word.
So much has happened in the last decade, plus it is in fact interesting. Would it be a fair characterization to say that the changing climate has and will continue to play a huge role in defining what the Water Resources Commissioner position will be moving forward?
Yeah, climate change is definitely one of the 3 or 4 bigger challenges that we've got. It's been brewing for a while, and fortunately, our team is already working on yet another revision to our standards to address that. We're not quite there yet, but I never thought in 2014 when we made some major changes in our development standards and our own standards that we'd be right back at it 10 years later. But there we are. So all you can do is take a look at what you're doing and figure out, is it working as well as we think, or do we need to tweak it a little bit? Sure enough, we need to tweak that a little bit.
The 2021 flooding emergency and then the 500-year storm we experienced in 2023 highlighted the weather-related challenges to come. It also pointed out a significant need for upgrades in infrastructure. As you prepare to leave office, how well-positioned is Washtenaw County to meet those challenges?
I'd say we're as well positioned as anyone else in our business, but it is not a robustly funded segment of infrastructure, David. As you know, do that scheduled investment and maintenance. That's your best chance of getting your car to last 20 years instead of maybe 12 or 14. And infrastructure isn't quite to that level yet. But we have a lot of partners, and that's probably been the most useful thing for us and the thing that we always try to remember. Is when things look grim, we've got a lot of partners to help us out.
89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation with Evan Pratt continues. He is outgoing Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. Because there are no taxes to specifically deal with stormwater, special assessments, and the collaborations you mentioned, they're key. So as you prepare to turn things over to Gretchen Driscoll, what partnerships have you helped forge that will benefit her ability to move the county forward?
Sure. We try to work with each individual community on its own terms. So one of the things that we've done over the last 8 or 10 years is come up with, we call them asset management plans. We're managing assets or infrastructure. They're expensive assets. And we're working now. We've got 10 plans like that with communities that see more problems or have more development than others or have more miles of drainage. So we feel like the communities that have the most amount of infrastructure and the biggest challenges, at least we've got a game plan to try to level out the expenses. And, you know, to me, David, the game has been to reduce the number of surprises. There's always things in our lives that are going to be surprises, but there's also things where if we put a little thought into it ahead of time, we can prevent the surprises. And that's where working with our community leadership partners in units of government has been very helpful. But we're spending the local units money, so we want to make sure that they've got input.
Because there are no taxes collected for much of this work, you have to use special assessments, and that goes towards a greater end. What are some examples of effective use of special assessments?
Well, we've got Broken Dam, for example, on the Huron River. It was built in 1965. And what it does is it maintains a lake level on what's called the chain of lakes for Portage Lake and Baseline Lake that are the southernmost of 8 lakes in series on the Huron in Livingston and Washtenaw. There's about 1,500 people that have access to Portage and Baseline Lakes, and those folks are all going to share in the cost of repairing the dam. That was the purpose that it was originally built for. So even back in the 60s, it was set up with a special assessment district to anticipate the day that major repairs were needed on the dam. So it's about $1.5 million of repairs is what we're thinking right now. We don't have our bids yet, and there's about 1,500 people. So although $1,000 might not be the best thing to see on a single year added to your tax bill, we'll spread that over several years. What we've talked to folks about is making that manageable. So it's $150 to $200 a year for all 1,500 people. So there's a way to take a big number, like $1.5 million, and turn it into manageable bites over multiple years for folks. And that's the, you know, that's the plus side of special assessments.
As you make the rush toward the end of your term as Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, there's probably not been a lot of time to reflect. But what else are you most proud of accomplishing since you first took office in January of 2013?
Well, sometimes I'm a little slow on the uptake, David, so I reflect on how much I've learned about toxicity standards. I don't know if that's something to be excited about, but, you know, learning is an important thing. So I'm happy I know more about the various chemicals and contaminated sites. I mean, gosh, there's 800 or 900 in just our county alone. But the ability to then turn that around into how does that affect our work? How does that, what are our thoughts on legislative efforts? That is really something that's been helpful. So I take that knowledge and be able to work with other folks in a similar position, legislators and the state regulatory agency, to make sure that we're doing the right things, that we're aiming for the right cleanups, and that we're, again, trying to be as efficient as we can with our money. So that's one thing. The other one, I think, is adjusting our standards in 2014 to both deal with climate but also deal with stream health. Essentially, our goal has been to soak more water into the ground because that's what used to happen before we built things, and that's been working very well. Kind of an offshoot of that is we're up to almost 2,000 rain gardens that have been constructed in the county that our folks know about, that our staff has had a role in either training the master rain gardeners, of which I think we're pushing 900 now, or provided technical support to homeowners who want to do it themselves. And if we can soak more water into the ground, that provides a lot of resilience because that water doesn't need any space in a creek or a pipe.
We're talking with outgoing Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. In the conversation I had with Gretchen Driscoll following her election win, she said you've been a great resource as she prepares to take over the position. Do you plan to remain accessible as she jumps into that job with both feet?
Absolutely. I wish things like my predecessor and my legal counsel weren't on the speed dial on my phone, but they are because I need to talk to them. So I want to, you know, pay that forward as well, because everything that I've accomplished has been with a boatload of other people providing me advice, expertise, new knowledge, or just kicking around, you know, is this a good idea, bad idea, that type of thing. And we've traded notes on a half a dozen issues. We've driven on the east side of the county where we've had those issues in 2021 and 2023 with flooding. And I've kind of described what the project vision would be to provide some, you know, meaningful relief to folks on the east side of the county, particularly the Ipsy Township area. So there's a lot going there. And I think Gretchen's skill set with a history of being the CEO of a service delivery organization when she was mayor of Saline, as well as being a legislator and understanding how there is some funding available and how to work with folks that are on either appropriations or in the grant side of things, I think that's going to be a great fit for the needs that we have right now.
So what is next for Evan Pratt?
Next for me, David, is just kind of slowing things down a little bit, doing more of that reflecting, like you said, traveling a little more, spending time with my kids a little bit more, basically getting a little bit more use out of that hammock I've invested in.
Why? Wise choice of plans for the future. Well, at the beginning of our conversation, Evan, I asked you to use one word to characterize your tenure as Water Resources Commissioner. How do you hope the public will write your legacy?
Well, that's a good question. I hope that what people will remember is that I'm always willing to listen, that I've always been willing to talk about new ideas, and that I'm also willing to accept we've got a situation where it's going to be too expensive expensive to do something, and maybe we all need to just sit tight if that's what our customers are looking for, whether that those customers are in a special assessment district or they're at a municipality. So I think I'd rather be remembered for more of the soft skills than the, you know, physical investments. But hey, if people feel good about having lots more rain gardens and having the strongest development standards in the state, then I don't mind if that's something folks remember too. But I'd really rather that people remember we always had a good professional relationship and that we could also laugh a little bit while we were trying to get our work done.
Well, Evan, thank you so much for the conversation today, and we wish you all the best in your retirement and your future endeavors.
Yeah, thank you so much, David. I've really enjoyed the opportunities to be on the show once in a while, and I know that the office is excited about continuing to work together on issues of the environment. WEMU is one of our many partners.
That is outgoing Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. He decided against seeking re-election and will be succeeded by Democrat Gretchen Driscoll. For more information, just pay a visit to our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.